Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have within you the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, the fifth ray of concrete knowledge and science. And before we explore that topic, I'd like to give some credit to Alice Bailey, the founder of the Lucis Trust organization. Alice Bailey wrote 24 volumes of literature, and those 24 volumes are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show, as is the following thought. There is one life, which expresses itself primarily through seven basic qualities or aspects, and secondarily through the myriad diversity of forms. These seven radiant qualities of divinity are the seven rays. Science and the concrete mind seem so far removed from spirituality, yet this suggests science is an aspect of divinity. Is that right?
Yes. To reiterate, the seven rays are the sevenfold expression of divinity. They're the sevenfold qualities of the nature of God, so to speak. So each ray is equally divine in its purest state, and the ray of concrete knowledge and science is an expression of deity. Unfortunately, for much of human history, whatever scientific development there was tended to manifest as a focus on the world of form apart from the world of spirit. And I think this is what lies behind the sense that some people have that there are two polarities in the world. There is the religious or spiritual quest, and there is science. And to see them as kind of opposing forces that you actually have to choose. If you're an intelligent person, you have to choose the way of science, of empirical knowledge. And if you're a mystical, emotional believer, then you choose the religious path. Well, nothing could be further from the actual truth, which I think science and religion are actually demonstrating today, that they are approaching each other and reinforcing each other. And that's all to the good. Science, the great minds of science, as I understand it, are becoming more and more focused on the abstract realm and less absorbed by the outer garment of the world. Science is the way by which the human being awakens mentally. Concrete knowledge is the knowledge of the outer physical world, and we have to have this awareness and understanding of the garment of God. The Bible said man shall have dominion over the earth. That's a flashpoint for a lot of people because it's believed that's lain behind the misuse of the earth and the plundering of it. But it does tie in with the Ageless Wisdom's teaching that humanity, the fourth or middle mediating kingdom, does have spiritual responsibility for the evolution of the lower kingdoms, animal, vegetable, and mineral. And with that responsibility has to come knowledge and understanding of those kingdoms and their part in the plan. The ray of science and concrete knowledge is absolutely essential to that understanding.
Right, and we see evidence of this in the past couple of hundred years. This particular ray, the fifth ray of concrete knowledge and science, has come into much more prominent and power, and it is stimulating a tremendous growth in the field of science and all the sciences. And you really started way back with Kepler and with Isaac Newton. And then it really began to pick up in the 19th century with great minds like Edison and Nikola Tesla and Marconi and Alexander Graham Bell and then, of course, Albert Einstein in the 20th century, and all the tremendous work done by the great minds, the scientific minds that brought us the secrets of the atom, and the exploration of the atom, and the development of the atomic bomb. All of this is part of this great group of scientists, the souls along this fifth ray line of concrete knowledge and science. And it's really transformed the world and transformed human consciousness in a way that's hardly ever imagined before.
Alice Bailey said that the spiritual seekers on both the third ray of creative or active intelligence and on the fifth ray of concrete knowledge and science are working to expand human consciousness. And they are the souls who bring to light the hidden wonders of the universe, as she put it. I wonder if the scientists who developed something like the Hubble telescope aren't fulfilling that mission.
Oh, yes, I would think so, because that's the big eye in the sky up there that's getting an eyeful, if you will, of the universe and all of its depth and beauty. Mm-hmm. And it certainly has, and it's extended the range of human sight into the very far reaches of the universe.
Yeah, the hidden wonders of the universe come through their work. On the opposite end, they're making so many strides in being able to reveal, see into the microscopic realm, into tinier and tinier structures and finer particles, and we see incredible beauty and incredibly intricate structures on the atomic level?
The subatomic level. They're studying this more and more and deeper, and they're finding just how the universe, at least the tangible, visible universe, the universe of substance, and how this is constructed and built and put together in a very beautiful and balanced and harmonic way.
That's it. Beautiful, balanced, and harmonic. And to use this phrase again, the garment of God is what they find in the earth, in all the known, familiar structures of the earth. There is incredible intricacy and beauty. And so to me, it bears out that ancient axiom, as above, so below, meaning spirit and matter are actually one. Science reveals this in its highest pursuit. You don't have to abandon the world, the earth, to find God, so to speak. He's here in his creation.
And this is what science and religious focus, they have to begin to come together and realize that there is a divine nature, or if you don't like to use that word, then there is a spiritual nature to the universe. These two paths have got to come together and merge sometime in their view, as they did way back, early thousands of years ago, when science, what they had, science and the religious expression, the astrologers of the time, came together, and there was no conflict there because the ancient astrologers and we're very much
in sync with each other
at the time, in their discussions.
Well, it's Is that related to the role of the magician in ancient tales? The magician was sort of a combination of scientist and religious figure, as I understand it, a kind of a merger between the two. In any case, we've talked about the rays having an expression that is higher and a lower expression. And the lower expression of the fifth ray we see in the tendency to fixate on the form and to get lost in the concrete minutia and details of tangible matter and to lose sight of the larger picture, the divinity of which it is an expression and the purpose which it is meant to fulfill. Those get lost in the absorption in the detail of the actual form itself. Maybe that's why Alice Bailey wrote that the fifth ray operates in connection with the law of cleavages. That's a great spiritual law that brings about a separation. I suppose it was hinted at when Christ said, "I come not to bring peace, but a sword." The need to separate the sheep from the goats, to discriminate using the mind, and to recognize higher and lower attributes are all part of the spiritual path. So the ray of science operates under the law of cleavages, meaning we have to use our mind to be able to discriminate and discern higher from lower. But unfortunately, it becomes a mechanism by which we can become very separative and lost in the form world and unaware of the spiritual implications.
Yes, I'm reminded of that remark in the Alice Bailey books, that the ancient saying that the mind is slayer of the real.
Mm-hmm.
And this comes up very strongly, evidence in the fifth ray mind that is so caught up in the, as you say, the minutia and in the details of their experimentations, that which is all right and fine for itself as far as it goes. But then this very concreteness of the mind of thinking and details becomes a barrier
mm-hmm.
to the higher intuition, and because the concrete knowledge is not the intuitive knowledge, it's not the intuitive mind. That mind is a much more subtle mind. It comes by way of the higher mind and the soul, and the concrete mind tends to block off that higher aspect if it isn't allowed.
We need it. We need to live in the outer world with a mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the problem is when we allow a kind of a cleavage, a separation to come between the mind we use to live in the world and the higher mind which pursues abstract thought and spiritual ideas. So you're saying the concrete mind left to its own devices gets lost in the details, yeah.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today, the fifth ray of concrete knowledge and science. We have a special offer from Luce's Publishing Company today, and that's a discount on the book, The Seven Rays of Life. Now, The Seven Rays of Life is a compilation of extracts from the 24 books of Alice Bailey, and the chapters include an overview of the seven rays, the rays in world affairs, the rays and human development, the spiritual path and the rays, and ray methods of service, among other topics. And for those of you who are really delving into the Alice Bailey books, and even for the novice, this is a wonderful way to make your work easier, make your reading easier, because instead of exploring the 24 volumes for this particular topic, this book has taken information from all 24 volumes and put it in the one book in regard to this particular topic, The Seven Rays of Life. And it gives you some good information. I think from this you might want to explore the other books that maybe have more in-depth information. But it's a wonderful way to get involved in this particular topic. And the discount comes in the form of free shipping and handling, so it's available for $15. Ask for the book, the Alice Bailey book, The Seven Rays of Life. And what you need to do is send a check or a money order for $15 to Lucis Publishing. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, that's the book, The Seven Rays of Life, available for $15. Send a check or money order, $15, to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And write a little note saying that you heard about it on the show, Inner Sight. If you need to get in touch with us for any reason, to order books or cassette tape copies of the radio shows that you hear, or a schedule of our meditation meetings, general package of information about Lucis Trust, give us a call at 1-866-695-8247. Once again, 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Also, if you want to, you could key into our website, and on the website, on the Lucis Trust website, you'll find a lot of information about Lucis Trust. Many people who key into our website, what they like to do is hear the archive library of past radio shows. There's so many of them we've archived for you. And there's a lot of information on the website in addition to the radio shows, but it's www.lucistrust.org, and click on Inner Sight. We also appreciate the support you've given. We really appreciate that support because it helps to keep us on the air and to continue doing these shows. So please continue giving us your financial support. And if you want to send a donation, we'd certainly welcome it. Send all donations to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Learning a lot about concrete knowledge and science, and I find that interesting how science and religion and spirituality are kind of merging these days. It's about time that the scientists have caught up with spirituality.
I think we see in the work of science today a fulfillment of what Alice Bailey said about the true servers on this particular ray, that they are driven by their soul to investigate form in order to find its hidden idea or the motivating power behind the form. And if we think of the work of somebody like Thomas Edison, who literally brought light into the world through his inventions, or the quantum physicists, they have done so much to expand our understanding of the world of form and the spiritual power latent within the world. So I think they're very good examples of probing the form to find its hidden idea. There's a spiritual idea that exists behind all form in manifestation, from a person to a tree to a mountain or whatever. Everything is an expression of the mind of God. He is present in all the world, not apart from it, but present within it. He created it. And I suppose the servers on this ray are plumbing the depths of that implication.
Yes, and I think science is reaching down to that that line, kind of a line in the sand, and they have to cross that line because that boundary between the purely physical and the etheric, and I'm not sure if they've crossed that line yet. Some of them have, but they demand such tangible proof that it's very difficult to come up with that kind of proof when you're reaching back into the etheric realms of energy and forces. And so I think there is more to do, but there has to be more give on the part of scientists.
That reminds me of a comment that Alice Bailey made in her writings, that if the soul were ever proved to be a fact, that would be a discovery of France. And it's very interesting to ponder on the rays of France, because they're the third ray, which governs the personality of France, the ray of active intelligence, the pattern-making mind, the mind that is at home in philosophy, and the ability to philosophize is such a profound element of the French culture. But the ray of the soul is the fifth ray, which to me suggests that that tendency toward abstract philosophical reasoning has to be grounded in practical applied knowledge. And then perhaps France will be the bestowers of the proof of the soul. It's hypothetical at this point. We don't know if that's going to happen as she foresaw, but I think it's very interesting to consider the fifth ray working through the soul of France. She said that servers along this line are more active than ever before in history, and that they are leading human beings into the world of meaning, which is the world that exists behind the outer form. We plumb the world of manifestation in order to pass through it into the world of meaning. We have to move through it, not skip over it.
The world of meaning, of course, is the world in the realm of the soul, and because that's essentially what the soul does. It is the mean point, or it's the middle point.
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, that's why I want...
Aren't you clever?
Well, you look it up.
Okay.
It's in the dictionary. And it becomes... it gives you more of a sense of meaning out of that.
Yes.
Because that's what they mean by the world of meaning. It's the meaning behind the outer form. Because every form is simply a... A veil,
yes,
that hides a deeper meaning, and beyond that meaning there is significance. And so, I mean, we have to keep tracing these things back further and further and deeper and deeper.
There's an ancient spiritual scripture that is quoted in the books of Alice Bailey that refers to that veil. It said that love of the form is good, but only as the form is known for what it is, the veiling vase of life. Love of the form must never hide the life which has its place behind, the one who brought the form into the light of day and preserves it for his use. It said that, towards me I draw the garment of my God. I see and know his form. I take that garment piece by piece. I know its shape and color, its form and type, its parts component and its purposes and use. I stand amazed. I see naught else. I penetrate the mysteries of form, but not the mystery. I see the garment of my God. I see naught else. Behind that form, God said, I am. Know me. Cherish and know and understand the nature of the veils of life, but know as well the one who lives. Know me. Let not the forms of nature prevent thy searching for the mystery which brought the mysteries to thee. Know well the form, but leave it joyously and search for me. I guess that's the command for the soul found on the fifth ray. Know the form, but leave it joyously and search for me.
And that's why it's called the ray of the concrete knowledge, because that's the essential focus for the ray, and that's what the impulse of this ray is provides for the scientist, is that focus, persistent focus on the form and looking at the form and studying it in all of its details, so that because that's part of the, you know, as you say, it's the garment of God, and we have to understand that part before we can move deeper.
Yes, that ancient scripture goes on, through this study of the form, it says, find me, know me, then use the forms which then will neither veil nor hide the self, but will permit the nature of that self to penetrate the veils of life, revealing all the radiance of God, revealing all there is of form, of life, of beauty and usefulness. The mind reveals the One. The mind can blend and fuse the form and life. Thou art the One. Thou art the form. Thou art the mind. Know this. That is speaking to all human beings. We are the One, the soul. We are the form, the body. And we are a mind. But we are all three of those components together. And too many of us think of ourselves as the form, a personality, a body, or as a soul just kind of flitting through life on earth, or as our mind, but not seeing the wholeness of that structure.
And it's all synthesized by life, by the one life. And this is also a very scientific view, too, that has to be brought more to the foreground and discussed and looked at, because there is only one life. It's the life of God that activates and holds together all that is in the world of form, including the earth itself. It's one big form. It's the form that is the personality, life of the body of God. So, but it is the one life that God distributes through the whole of His creation. It's the same life that flows through us, through the animal kingdom, the vegetable kingdom, and the mineral kingdom. It's just the one life.
So after all of our analysis and our taking apart of this garment of God, we have to re-knit it together to see the unity, so that form and life are seen as one unity, and form is used as an instrument of the soul for the working out of the plan of God. All of that is fostered by the fifth ray of science and concrete knowledge.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Luz's Publishing Company. And that special offer is the book entitled The Seven Rays of Life, an Alice Bailey book. And it's the Seven Rays of Life is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey on this particular topic, the seven rays. So I think it would really make your job easier if you're really serious about studying Alice Bailey. And also it's great for the novice, too, as far as following that particular topic. Instead of exploring the 24 books, you're looking at the one book that's a compilation, The Seven Rays of Life. What you need to do is send a check or a money order for $15. Ask for The Seven Rays of Life. Send the check or money order to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, check or money order, $15. Ask for The Seven Rays of Life. Send it to Lucis Publishing, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.